Republican legislators yesterday called for more control over protesters on UW campuses. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is one of the bill's chief sponsors. He said that the goal is to protect freedom of expression from a variety of viewpoints on the state's university campuses.
Opponents to the measure include Democratic lawmakers, the state chapter of the ACLU, and the liberal advocacy group One Wisconsin Now.
Nico Savage joins us now. He's the higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and he's been following this story. Nico, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Nico, first of all, what's in this bill?
Sure. So the bill lays out a number of requirements for UW system officials. It essentially requires that they pass a new free speech policy that states that the university is open to all ideas and that it's not the role of the university, as they put it, to shield people from opinions that they find unwelcome or even deeply offensive. It then goes further to say that if someone is demonstrating at an event, if there's a protester at a, say, a controversial speaker, and that person interferes with that speaker and their free expression rights, it lays out a system whereby they would face discipline from the university. And actually, in one case, if someone violates the policy more than once, if a student did, that student would face at minimum a semester-long suspension and could even be expelled for disrupting those speeches. It also requires that institutions, UW institutions, as it's written now, it says that they would have to remain neutral or strive to remain neutral on public policy controversies, which would conceivably bar those universities from weighing in on various issues.
I know Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been vocal this year, the last several months, and has called for what he terms intellectual diversity on campuses. And in particular, he thinks that conservative voices aren't getting their equal time on campus. Is this bill part of that same argument?
I think it's similar. It's definitely related to that. You know, more directly, this sort of legislation, which we've seen pop up in several states around the country, and actually the Wisconsin legislation is based on a model bill that was drafted by the Goldwater Institute, which is a conservative group based in Arizona. It's essentially prompted by some of these high-profile incidents, including just this week with Ann Coulter at UC Berkeley, in which conservatives feel that their ideas are shouted down and not presented fairly at university campuses. We've seen examples of this with Coulter and with Milo Yiannopoulos at UC Berkeley, with the political scientist Charles Murray at Middlebury College, and slight version of that at UW-Madison just last fall when a conservative commenter was protested at an event on campus here.
Well, the term, I guess, heckler's veto is sometimes used to describe these circumstances. Play that out. What does it mean if someone is doing a heckler's veto when someone else is trying to speak?
Sure. So the idea is essentially that a demonstrator, by protesting in a disruptive way, can shut down an event by making it impossible for the speaker to give their talk. So if there is a protester in the audience who, say, goes up to the front of the room, takes the mic away, and begins demonstrating, or there's a group of protesters who do that, to the point where that speaker can't talk and that event maybe gets shut down, that's the sort of case of a heckler's veto, as it's known.
How is this being seen as a free speech issue on both sides?
Well, I think the issue that the lawmakers are seeking to address, again, is this feeling that campuses are not open to all viewpoints, and that if someone comes to present ideas, and typically it's conservative ideas in these sort of most high-profile cases that we're seeing get a lot of attention now, feeling is that those people are shouted down, that they don't have the opportunity to present those controversial ideas. So the way the bill's authors say it, this legislation ensures that if someone has an idea, just because it's controversial and just because people might disagree with it and want to protest it, they would not be able to essentially stop that idea from getting out into the public sphere to be debated and discussed freely. On the other side, though, Democrats and some civil liberties groups do take issue with some aspects of the legislation, particularly the mandatory punishments for students who would violate the policy more than once, basically saying that that's overly draconian, I believe, in the words of an ACLU official.
And looking at what the UW response has been. I understand they have said they already have measures in place to deal with this kind of behavior. What is in place currently?
Well, UW does already have policies on free expression. Actually, back in 2015, the Board of Regents passed a statement essentially reaffirming their commitment to free expression and to an open exchange of ideas, including controversial and potentially offensive ideas that, again, was prompted by some of these debates over free speech on college campuses. UW officials say basically we have policies in place for dealing with students who violate our free speech policies. Democratic lawmakers have also noted that, you know, if students are disrupting events in certain ways, that they could also face criminal charges, such as disorderly conduct, if police are involved. So they say that creating new penalties is unnecessary.
We're speaking with Nico Savage right now, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and he's talking with us about a new measure proposed by Republican legislators to curtail protests at campus events. They're hoping it could allow for more diversity of positions to be expressed at UW campuses. And looking again at one of the first things you mentioned, Nico, that the bill would also require the university to remain neutral, not take political positions. How is that being seen? Is it being seen as the university needs to be mum on a variety of topics, say from sexual assault to underage drinking, or is this something that the language might be tweaked to make it less specific?
I think there's a high probability of the language being tweaked, because as it reads right now, you're sort of having a situation where some of the bill's authors and some of the advocates for it are kind of describing different things from what they want out of it. The section, I'll read it to you now. It says that each institution, so each UW institution, shall strive to remain neutral as an institution on the public policy controversies of the day and may not take action in such a way as to require students and faculty to publicly express a given view of social policy. So what they're saying, what author Jesse Kramer says is that we're telling the university you can't make your employees or your students espouse a certain viewpoint. But the way that that's written right now, that language would appear to say that UW can't take stances on any political controversies of the day, or shall strive to remain neutral on those. And of course, UW often does that. It does so with the state budget. It does so with legislation that would affect the university, such as bills for concealed carry on college campuses. And so it's not clear right now whether the lawmakers will look to, it appears likely right now that lawmakers will look to kind of change that language and make it more clear as to what they're spelling out. Then again, Robin Voss yesterday said that it's not appropriate for the university to take political positions. So it doesn't seem clear right now what the intent of that section is.
So if the university under this law were to go forward, we're no longer allowed, for instance, to lobby legislators, that would represent quite a sea change, wouldn't it?
It would, and again, it would mean on issues like the budget, on issues like some of the bills that had to do with fetal tissue research or concealed carry, or even you could go federally with some of the budget cuts to research funding that were included in President Trump's budget proposal. The university is often weighing in on these sorts of policy issues, and again, as it's written right now, it would appear to say that the university should stay out of those discussions.
And as you said, Nico, some opponents lining up against it, and WPR reporter Laurel White spoke with former University of Wisconsin System President Robert O'Neill, who's now a professor emeritus of law at the University of Virginia, where he specializes in First Amendment law. And here's what he had to say.
Well, the worst part of it is this incredible litany of categories, most of which, as I say, are clearly unconstitutionally vague or imprecise or undefined.
So one opinion there from a former UW system president getting at some issues that need clarification. Are lawmakers seeming to be receptive to the idea that this is a bill that may need to go back and have some revisions?
It sounds like they are. I actually talked with Joe Cohn just today, who's part of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, which is sort of a free speech group that was involved in the drafting of this legislation. And he brought up a similar issue, saying that there is this list of categories of speech that are essentially not allowed under this policy that includes boisterous speech or unreasonably loud speech or profane speech that Cohn was basically saying, well, those are still free speech. Those are not unprotected examples of speech, and essentially said that's something that FIRE, as the group is known, will want to see changed. But the way he put it, it sounds as if they're optimistic that lawmakers are open to those changes and are interested in kind of making some of those smaller tweaks that some of the advocates want to see.
And Nico, have you heard any other official reaction from the UW?
No, well, mostly they've been kind of pointing to the policies and the rules that already exist, and saying that, you know, there are policies on the books for this already, and that they're interested in working with lawmakers in such a way that recognizes basically what they've already got going on.
Nico, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Nico Savage is the higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us there to explain a new measure proposed by Republican legislators to curtail protests at campus events.